It's Friday morning, which is when we hear from StoryCorps, which is marking the anniversary of a pivotal moment for gay rights, the 1969 Stonewall Riots. 45 years ago tomorrow, gay protesters clashed with police in New York. Now StoryCorps is launching an initiative to preserve the stories of LGBT people, which is called Out Loud. Today we hear a story about growing up gay in the 1950s. 70-year-old Patrick Haggerty was raised in a small farming town in Washington State, and he told his daughter Robin about a day when he performed in a high school assembly.
I'm riding to school with my oldest brother, and on the way to school, I'm putting glitter all over my face. And my brother said, "What in the hell are you doing?" I said, "I'm putting on my costume." He said, "Well, I wouldn't be caught dead wearing that." So he dropped me off at the school, and he called my dad up. And he said, "Dad, I think you better get up there. This is not going to look good." So my dad drove up to the high school, and he had his farmer jeans on, and they had cow crap on him, and he had his clodhopper boots on. And when I saw him coming, I ducked around the hall and hid from him. And it wasn't because of what I was wearing. It was because of what he was wearing. So the assembly goes well, and I climb in the car, and I'm riding home with my father. My father says to me, "I was walking down the hall this morning and I saw a kid that looked a lot like you ducking around the hall to avoid his dad, but I know it wasn't you because you would never do that to your dad." And I squirmed in my seat and I finally busted out and I said, "Well, Dad, did you have to wear your cow crap jeans to my assembly?" And he said, "Look, everybody knows I'm a dairy farmer. This is who I am." And he looked me square in the eye. And then he said, "Now, how about you? When you're a full-grown man, who are you going to go out with at night?" And I said, "I don't know." And he said, "I think you do know. And it's not going to be that McLaughlin girl that's been making goo-goo eyes at you, but you won't even pick up the damn telephone. And I'm going to tell you something today, and you might not know what to think of it now, but you're going to remember when you're an adult, don't sneak. Because if you sneak like you did today, it means you think you're doing the wrong thing. And if you run around and spend your whole life thinking that you're doing the wrong thing, then you'll ruin your immortal soul." And out of all the things a father in 1959 could have told his gay son, my father tells me to be proud of myself and not sneak. My reaction at the time was to get out in the hayfield and pretend like I was as much of a man as I could be. And I remember flipping 50-pound bales 3 feet up into the air going, "I'm not a queer. What's he talking about?" But he knew where I was headed. And he knew that making me feel bad about it in any way was the wrong thing to do. I had the patron saint of dads for sissies. And no, I didn't know it at the time, but I know it now.
Patrick Haggerty remembering his father, Charles Edward Haggerty. The interview was recorded in Seattle for Out Loud, that StoryCorps initiative to collect LGBT stories. It will be archived at the Library of Congress, and you can hear more about Stonewall on the podcast. Get it on iTunes and at npr.org.